Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You're now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we bring on various guests as an Avon representative to take your Avon business to the next level. I hope you're okay. If you are new to the show, you know that if you're not new to the show, I should say, if you've been following the show, you know that every first Monday of the month, we have no other than John Waller, who is a coach, business coach, and I'm going to plug him in because he always has great information to share with our listeners. So, John, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Pat.
Oh, good. Good evening. Good to hear from you. Hope everything is going well, and I hope your 4th of July plans are going as planned.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Are you traveling around somewhere
right now or what?
No. I'm home. I did have to run out and, excuse me, and some Avon errands. But I made
there
it back just in time for the show.
By the skin of your teeth, huh?
Yes, by the skin of my teeth. That's exactly right. So, what are we talking about today?
What we're talking about the 3rd of July is we've got a whole bunch of ideas here on the Avon mind map. You want to talk about Christmas in July.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we be discussing is Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
So, what I wanted to ask you is, when we talk about that, when we mention it, what does that mean to you, Pat? I've got a bunch of ideas here, which I'll be blowing away with.
It's another way of promoting our business during the middle of summer. For some people, you know, the business gets a little slow. So this is one way to kind of, you know, help jumpstart our business during the summer months. And also, it's a good way to even start, you know, because sometimes people think of summer as being the first week of the month because of the fact that, you know, the kids are out of school officially as of the 30th, and so the kids, when you think of the kids being home, you think this is the start of summer. So this is a good way to start thinking about kickstarting our business for the summer months, for vending opportunities, and also preparing for the Christmas holidays. I know I'm one of those shoppers who try to buy Christmas gift. Yeah, I try to buy my Christmas gift in the beginning of summer so that by the time December comes along, you know, I'm finished with my Christmas shopping. I'm sure there's other people who are like me.
When are you done with yours? What month are you done with yours, your shopping?
I'm usually finished my shopping around September, October because I've shopped. I'm going to different craft fairs and things of that nature, and I call it squirreling away my gifts, and I have a list in my mind, so I know who I got to buy a gift for. So if I see something that's unique, it's usually cheaper during the summer months, and so I buy and
okay.
I have
well, speaking of
my
that,
house
let's break that down. So you said you have a list in your mind. I have an even better idea than that. Okay,
what?
So A lot of women use iPhones. iPhone has a reminders list in there, and you can use your voice to create your own reminders list with your voice. You can create a list just for Christmas shopping. You can say Christmas done by Halloween, Christmas shopping done by Halloween. On that list is the people you want to buy for. So rather than trying to make yourself crazy using your brain, use your list and your phone. Your phone's always with you. I mean, it's Velcroed to your hand.
Absolutely.
Right?
So why not use the list
that's baked in there? I'm going away tomorrow to Reno for 4th of July.
I have a wonderful
My list is
I have
my,
a wonderful
thank you. My Thank you. My list is in my phone. It's in my reminder list. I don't miss anything. Well, as soon as I do it, I knock it off that list. Bam. So use the list that's in your phone.
And what we should do as A1 representatives, we should, if we haven't done so already, we should remind our customers to do the same thing, to start thinking about, you know, get a jump start for the Christmas holidays by creating a list and showing them how to make the list on their phone, and then helping them with great sales that they can purchase during the month of July and August, and that would help us.
Well, that's one of the things I have on my list. That's one of the things I have on my list. Pat, do you know, not to put you on the spot, do you know how many pages are in the latest catalog, the Avon catalog? And I've been doing this how many years? I'm actually holding an Avon catalog in my hand as we do this. I've never done that before. But so here's an idea. Here's an idea. So I don't know. We always talk about putting these things in nail salons and doctor's offices and stuff. What about apartment homes?
Oh, we do that.
How many apartment homes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Okay, great. So
When I used to live in an apartment building, I used to put out 300 at a shot. Now that I live, you know, in a home and I'm in a homeowner's community, I can only do 60 per block.
I want the ladies. This is July, okay? So let's talk about Christmas. Okay, I was kind of concerned. We talked the other day, but this call could go 10 hours. I got so many ideas. So I want the girls. So Christmas in July to me is Christmas bonus for the Avon women in July. How much do you want to make this month and next month and the month after that, all the way till December, and keep it going? So set a goal of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 apartment buildings and put these suckers in there. Put 50 of them in each building. That's a great way for you to get people that need extra money. If people are living on a fixed income. I mean, you know, speaking of that, do you know what I saw? I was in a grocery store lot yesterday. You know what I saw on a car?
What?
A magnetic Avon sign. The woman had, said her license plate was Avon Lore, and she had magnetic signs on her doors.
Yeah, I see.
So what a great way. It's a great way to let people know that you're an Avon rep.
Absolutely.
And so here's a million-dollar tip. And here's what I do. My car is wrapped. It costs me $500 to $3 to wrap my car. And so this magnetic signs are like $50 to $60. Here's what you do is you go online to Amazon. There's a little plastic business card holder you can get. You get those. You get two of those. They're like $5 a piece. You get a Christmas wreath holder. They have them at Home Depot for like, they're on sale in the summertime for like $3, and they're also online.
Right.
And you put that over, you put Velcro on that, put that on the window. When you open your window in your car, you open the door, this goes over the door. When you close it, it's hanging there. You Velcro these business card holders to your car, to the little wreath holder. Uh-huh. So if somebody wants your business card, they can take it right out of the little water rainproof box on your door. They're going to see your sign and go, well, I wish I had her card. Bam, there it is.
There it is.
It hangs right over your door. I do that every day when I drive, when I leave my car. Because they're never going to remember the number on my car. So you can do that if you have magnetic signs.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so thanks. So getting back to Christmas in July, so I want to discuss that and break it down what that means. So you already mentioned one of the things that I was going to talk about, but the first thing I was going to talk about is some ideas for Christmas in July. For me, is you could create a Christmas bonus for yourself this month, like I said before. Christmas bonus in July, August, September, October, November, and December. So if you make your goal only $1,000, okay, that's $6,000 that you're going to have by the end of the year. $6,000 more than you had before you thought about it. And if you're more adventurous, instead of $1,000, you make it 5 times 6 That's a $30,000 bonus you have at the end of the year. Okay. So that you create that in July, and you do that for yourself every year. And what I would do is every calendar year, July is bonus time. So what did I do last year? What did I do in 2017? What can I do in 2018? And bam, you keep on going. You increase it every year.
Okay.
Then the next thing I would consider is, I love this one, help your team to create their own bonus. So if you've got 10 people on your team as a leader, help them to create a $1,000 bonus or a $5,000 bonus each month for the next 6 months. Okay. Then the next thing, Christmas in July, okay, help your customers and 20 new customers start, like you mentioned, start their Christmas list now.
Right.
So here's the crux of that. Here's the circle of that from the mind mapping idea, all right? So I really like this concept is a lunch. I would have a lunch and learn each month. You get 10 or 20 people that are either in your business or people that are not even customers yet. They bring their own lunch.
Uh-huh.
You find some place in a library or some place where it doesn't really cost you a lot of money, or in a park, and you have a lunch and learn for 31 minutes. And you pass out your catalog.
Wow.
And I mean, what was the last time anybody went through the 170 pages in this catalog with people and so much really in here? Nobody's going to take the time to break this thing down. Go through it. Maybe you take different, you know, maybe there's different sections in here and you take four or five of them. There's like, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in here. I mean, 170 pages, there's a gazillion. I mean, how many ideas could you pull out of that for gifts for them and for people they know and love? You know, perfume, makeup, and stuff. So I would have a lunch and learn each month until Christmas. And you just calendar it out. You just set it up. Bam, you know, July, August, September, October, November, December. Every month. You have a lunch and learn. It doesn't have to cost you any money. Don't go buy lunch for people, but give them the information and the benefit of your experience as an Avon rep. And don't even call yourself an Avon rep. You're an Avon consultant. You consult people on how they can help themselves and other people with 170 pages of stuff in that book. Okay. Let's see. So the fourth thing as far as some ideas for Christmas in July is you could help your customers to earn extra Christmas money by starting their business now and building that towards December.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with 170 pages of ideas. Thanks. I mean, 170 pages of ideas. When you're doing the lunch and learn, it's a great way to say, hey, maybe you don't have a lot of money. I can show you how to earn that money. It's 20, and that's what this magnetic sign said. It said, Learn how to be an Avon rep. It's $25. That was on the magnetic sign, and that's what you ought to do when you're doing the lunch and learn. It's not just to promote, you know, creating the list of things to buy. It's helping people to start their own business. I mean, you have no idea what $500 to $800 or more a month could do for somebody on the planet. You just don't know.
Absolutely, that's exactly
They could be like, I mean, that could be. All it takes is difference between them and being on the street. You don't know.
Just glow, yeah.
And then the fifth one is, let's see. Let me check my notes here for that one. I can't read it on my mind map. Here we go. You can start working on getting people to buy an Avon gift every month until December so that they whittle their list away like you were talking about. So, you know. So what I like, you know, that idea is either in July or you start in January, you teach them January, February, March, April, May, June, you know, so you know, the song, the 12 days of Christmas. How about the 12 months of Christmas? Every month you've got something, you take that list that's in your phone, in your reminders list, and you bang something off every single month. It doesn't have to be monster, but if it's small, it makes the savings. And if you're an Avon rep, you know, if you're making money every single month, okay, doing your Avon business, and a little bit of that puppy goes towards your Christmas list. Like you said, come October, come Halloween, you're done. They're all wrapped
right
by November 5th, and you're done. You're done for, you've got 55 days, you're done. So great idea about Christmas in July. So magnetic signs, I really like that idea. Let's see. Okay, number of pages, 170. So the 12 days of Christmas are actually the 12 months of Christmas. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So do those thoughts spark any ideas for you? Pat, you've been doing Avon a lot longer than I have. I don't even do it. So.
Yeah, it does spark something for me as well. And I think all those ideas were excellent ideas as an Avon representative. And the other thing that you and I were talking about, John, was a lot of times I know for myself, I'm more active all the way around during the winter months.
Uh-huh.
I mean during
more
the summer
active
months.
What?
I'm more
yeah,
active
right
during the summer months. And so, one of my suggestions to Avon representative is to start, work on overtime to try to get as many leads, names, customers as you possibly can, so it can hold you over to the summer month, or the winter month when it's cold.
Okay,
the weather's
I like
not
that.
As nice. Yeah.
So that gets us back to the concept that we're always talking about on this call is a contact manager. I just recently broke 14,000 in mine, and I've been using that since October of 2008. And this is, coming up 3 months away from, it'll be 9 years I've been using that. So, it's critical. I mean, it's like, and something else I'll do is, I don't want to say this, but like, I was driving today. I was at a stoplight. I looked to my left, and there was this building that had been built. And so it finally had the name of the business, and it's an optician. So I took a picture of it with my smartphone, because if you don't use your phone, it's not very smart. And neither are you.
I like that. I love that. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be honest. I spent $250 on one of those GoPros, a GoPro 4, now the 5's out. I bought it on, here's an awesome tip of the day. It's an app called Let Go, L-E-T-G-O.
Uh-huh.
Man, this thing is so awesome. It comes to buying stuff that's not brand new. I found a lot of stuff. GoPro on Let Go. I bought a CB radio on there last week for $40.
Really?
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yeah. I bought other stuff on there. And so the people are nearby you, and the people are really nice on there. I bought a weight vest for climbing the stairs. I got it from a guy right after church about a month ago. It's $20. They're normally $40. It's got all the weights in it. And you just never know. And this guy works in an air conditioning place that could turn out to be a customer of mine. So you just don't know.
Oh, really?
And the people that you, if I was seeking, you could put Avon stuff on Let Go. You can meet lots of people. You buy something from them. You give them a catalog.
Uh-huh.
So it's just you don't know. So I was taking a picture using my smartphone instead of using it. Uh-huh. I got the GoPro because I wanted to be prospecting while I was driving. So I looked pretty stupid. I had this thing with a headband on my head, So using Siri on the iPhone and the reminders list, I can say to Siri, remind me to call so-and-so with a phone number. And that's how I use it for prospecting. Whenever I'm driving, I don't want the women using their phone while they're driving, but I'll press Siri and I'll say, remind me to call 408-123-4567, so-and-so company, and she'll remind me to call because it goes into the reminders list.
Okay.
So that's how I use the phone when I'm driving, as a reminding, as a to-do list. So all those things you put in that reminders list need to go into your contact manager so you can call them at a later time to build that.
Right.
That's called building your pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
and like you said, storing the nuts. That's why you work overtime in the summertime, so you have things to do in the wintertime when you can't get out and about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you guys can use the heck out of your phones in the wintertime and make phone calls. With all the apartment buildings, are you in Manhattan, Pat? Where are you in New York?
No, I'm in the Bronx, actually.
Okay, well, there's got to be apartments out there, right?
Yeah, there are apartment buildings not too far from where I live. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would set a goal. I mean, I would set a weekly goal of number of buildings you put catalogs in, because there's
mm-hmm.
where people live.
Right.
And all it takes is one. All it takes is one stupid catalog to get a customer or an Avon rep. What if she turns out to be the next Pat McDowell and you didn't put it out there because you were afraid to put a piece of paper out there? You don't know what
that
you don't
so
know.
That's exactly right. I love that saying.
I mean,
you
don't know. What if it gets you on your next cruise?
Mm.
You know?
That's exactly right, yeah.
I mean, your
next five or ten
cruises.
You know, at the end of the day, John, it's all about,
mm-hmm.
like you said, it's all about being organized. It's all about the database. We just can't say it enough, you know. That's the difference between someone who's successful and someone who's not. Huh? Oh, I think I may have lost John. Let me see if he got dropped off the call. We only have 6 more minutes left of the show. Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Okay. You know what happened?
I'm back. Yeah.
I've got the new Apple AirPods. You know, the Bluetooth ones, and then one of them fell out of my head. And what happens if you take it out? It turns off your music at the end of the call. I apologize for that.
Oh, like, what happened?
That's why I hung up. So at the end of the day, it's about being engaged. It's about treating this as a business and not a hobby. All the business, I have more than one stream of income, and that's because I'm always doing something.
Yeah.
24/7. I mean, like I said, when I'm driving, I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the places I'm driving by or the trucks. I got a deal. I don't know if I told you guys this, but I first moved up to Boise in October 1st of last year. I was driving down the freeway, saw this HVAC, this air conditioning SUV. I called them, had a really good conversation with the receptionist. She was so nice and we had such a great call. I said, I'm going to go over and get you a Dutch Brothers gift card. You were so nice. She told her boss about it. And then, well, of course, on the way I was speeding, I got a ticket because I was so excited. Oh. I wasn't watching the speedometer. I got a ticket and then I stopped and got her card. Thank you. So I got in there. She had told the owner about this. They become a client.
Wow.
Because of that conversation, because I saw their number on an SUV, called them, had a great conversation, got her a gift card. That's why. If I were you guys, I would have 3 or 4 baskets in the back seat of my car. You never know. Like I always say, that's why I always have business cards with me, because you don't sell from an empty basket. You know, if you guys are in the basket business, I would have some baskets in my car.
Yeah.
If you're in a restaurant, so here you go. So if you're in a restaurant, somebody does something nice to you, how cool would it be to give them a basket? One of your an Avon basket, a small one. Doesn't have to be a monster one.
Oh, that kind
small
of a basket.
One.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little gift basket. And then something else you guys could sponsor.
And
you,
put your card
you have
inside
to have
the
a catalog. A catalog. Forget the card.
Yeah, yeah.
Your business card is your catalog with your sticker on it.
Yeah.
This has got Susan Williams on it, okay? Your business card is not a business card. It's a 170-page catalog, Pat. Okay. Pat?
You're absolutely right.
Oh, there you are. You're there. Okay. So here's another idea.
No, you're absolutely right.
Thanks. Thank you. So take 10 restaurants in your area, like family restaurants, like Greek restaurants, ones that have all of burgers and stuff on them. Okay. So what? So I want you to go and talk to the owner. Put a plastic fishbowl in there. Okay. Here you go.
Okay.
Get a plastic fishbowl. Put a little sign that says, "Drop your business card in to win a free meal or a free basket." You sponsor that. You get all the business cards from that fishbowl, and you take them all every week. And every week you do a drawing. As long as it fills up and you got a bunch of cards, you can either give away a meal. You pay for the meal at that restaurant or one of your little baskets. So now you got all these business cards. What are those business cards? Those are prospects. Those go in your database.
Absolutely.
So you have 10 or 20 of those things working in your neighborhood. You're the basket girl.
You're absolutely right. That's a good idea.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And I'll tell you, I would do it. I would do that at salons. Because you know those
salons.
People are into beauty and spas,
right.
Gyms. Mm-hmm.
How, I was just going to say gyms,
barber
health
shops.
Clubs. Oh, my God. Yeah, restaurants, barber shops. You know, there's got to be day spas in Brooklyn. So just open up Google on your phone or Yelp, and you just go and meet those people. Drop off your catalog. "Hi, I'm Pat. I'm the basket girl. Here's what I want to do." Well, if they say no, that's fine. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Some will, some won't. So what? Next. Bye. If you don't go, you won't know.
That's exactly right. You're 100% right, John. That's an excellent, excellent idea. And what's the cost?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Nada. I mean, you don't even have to give away a lunch. You give away your basket. It costs you your cost. Maybe if you've got some old stuff, maybe you got some, you know, like you have your socks and your spas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Move them in your baskets for free. That's PR.
Mm-hmm. What a great
exactly.
idea.
Thanks.
What a great idea.
Now, you can go to you can go to the Dollar Tree and get baskets, Pat, for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Or even on eBay. Sometimes you can get a lot.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, you know,
I would
LOT.
Get
–
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would go to Dollar Tree. You can get
a bunch
basket.
Of baskets. Mm-hmm.
Those are a buck. That's the cheapest place around. That's what I was giving away last Christmas. I gave away, in fact, I've got 200 of them in my garage. I got ice scrapers in my garage. I got these little plastic labels made by my sign guy that wrapped my car. Those were like 79 cents. So it cost me $1.79. I've got ice scrapers in my garage. I've got close to 200 of them now. It's an ice scraper with a brush on it with my logo and my phone number on it for $1.79
nice.
A piece. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just going to leave them. This winter time, I'm just going to leave them at places. I'm going to leave them at gas stations.
Uh-huh.
They're not doing me any good in my garage.
That's for sure.
You know.
For sure, yeah. Well,
so it takes
it's
one,
not a...
you know.
That's exactly right, and it'll pay for every, and it pays for the rest. One will pay for the rest.
Bingo! Thank you. You got it. Yeah.
Well, John, it's 9. Yes, 9 o'clock. Almost forgot what time it was. And
I'm
we
so glad
wrap
we did this
up.
instead of bailing on the holiday. I'm glad we did this call.
And me too. I am too. We got some great tips, and I hope people will go out there and make this happen. We give you the tool. We give you the recipe. All you gotta do is. Put the ingredients together and make it happen.
The first thing is they got to listen to the podcast, and then they can.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to say good night to you, and I'm going
to
wish
you
a happy 4th of July as well as everyone else, and make it happen. And if you're going to a barbecue tomorrow, don't forget to bring the – Don't forget to bring the bug guard or skin so sore. Okay, John, talk to you soon.
And what else,
today,
and what else, Pat? The catalogs. Bring the catalogs.
And the catalogs, absolutely. Good night, everyone. Good night, John.
Night. Bye.